Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, ass. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the program. My name is Will Kuntz. Anna Hummel is here, kind of, in spirit. She'll be joining us in a second. You can hear me on the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay, 8 to 10 p.m., 10 to midnight on Wednesday nights with the one Mr. Johnny B. And you can hear Anna Hummel on the Bubble of Love Sponge show on Twitch. So if you can't get enough, that's where to check us out. Thanks for tuning in. Another reminder, I feel like I beat you over the head with this, but this is actually a live show now. Wednesdays around 5:30-ish on YouTube. You can search it. Just find HMB Radio, all one word. And then it pops up and you click the bell. And you subscribe to it, you click the bell, and then it'll let you know when we're live. So if you're not able to catch us live, of course, that's what this podcast and radio program is for. So without further ado, I'd like to get into it, but just want to remind you to head over to hmbradio.com, sign up for the mailing list down there at the bottom. You can put your email in. I never send you emails. Twice, maybe a year, you'll get an email from me unless there's some sort of announcement, which unfortunately... lately, there's not been one. So go sign up for the mailing list. Like the social media pages, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Follow Radio St. Pete 2. Just put in Radio St. Pete and you'll be able to find that. And without further ado, enjoy the program. Thank you. All right, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast live stream, episode 429. Anna, how are you? Oh, 1 second, she says. Uh-oh. She must have a special guest coming in. Perhaps her roommate, I'm assuming. Rachel must be coming home, so she's quickly scurrying off, maybe cursing. Perhaps she doesn't want to be audible because her roommate's yelling the N-word right now. Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Is this okay?
That's fine.
Just for like a minute or two.
That's fine. Why? What happened?
Oh, nothing. It was just, my roommate was there, and it's actually, she was on the phone, so I didn't want to, like, disturb her.
Okay. She wasn't, like, saying inappropriate things. She wasn't saying the N-word or anything like that?
No, not today.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, yeah. Anna, welcome. Thanks for coming. We did have a slight delay because you did purchase a microphone from Amazon.com. And since we are young people, we're able to do these things swiftly and without any help and connect them and get up and running and dominate the internet. Unfortunately, it did not work this time. My camera that I have for better visuals still doesn't work. I don't know how to start this microphone I looked at, and you know, it says that you just plug and play. You push a play button and it starts. Nope, doesn't work.
One of the pieces was missing, so that was a little bit of a red flag. And then I plugged everything in, and I didn't think I had to do any additional settings on anything. I just did the light turned green and I thought it worked, but guess not. So
well done. Yeah, Jesus Louise. It's like, I don't understand. I feel like life shouldn't be passing us by with technology so quickly, but sure enough it does. So I don't even know what to tell you. I'm trying to help you, and I don't know how to help. So
I probably should have done a few test runs beforehand, but in true Anna fashion, I'm kind of just riding by the seat of my pants here in life in general. So.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Hopefully we'll get it figured out by next week. Welcome to the program. I did put a link in the comment section. They were actually broadcasting from the Johnny B Show Facebook page, the HMB Radio Facebook page, and the HMB Radio YouTube. I think I would like to focus mostly on the YouTube. So everybody's got a YouTube account. Even, you know, our parents, our grandparents, everybody has a YouTube account. So please go over there, click the subscribe button, click the bell. That'll let you know when we're live, and you can just open your phone, whatever, and watch the show. Thanks for joining us. Anna, I got some very troubling news.
Oh, no.
That I haven't told you about yet. Personal stuff. I don't know if anybody cares about my personal life, but I think it's an important thing to intermix between actual content and,
I'm just going to do an adjustment change here, but...
Okay, make sure she's not in there saying cuss words about Chinese people or something. I can't get banned from YouTube again.
No, I just saw her walk out the door because I was sitting on the patio, so she's gone. Question, does this have anything to do with you asking me to come to dinner with you and your girlfriend on Sunday night?
No. What do you think it was?
You said this is troubling news in your personal life?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to personal meaning not work life.
Not work life. I'll just tell you rather than having you guess. I was going to say it has a lot to do with the current financial situation that a lot of the world is going through right now.
Okay. You only have one job now.
No, I'm still employed with my two part-time jobs currently. And I'm looking, and thank you. There's been some people that have reached out and sent me some recommendations, are referring me to jobs and stuff. Unfortunately, they're all in sales. I don't know how I feel about doing sales. But at this point, I'll do just about anything because I'm not cut out to be without a shower for too long. So I need a shower and food. And so I will just, you know, at least entertain anything at this point and go on interviews. I actually might have an interview tomorrow. I'm not sure. But the big news in the financial world is I got a call from my landlord last night.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, I don't even really know how to approach you with this. And I went,
are you addicted?
Just do it. Yeah, I said, I know what you don't call me, so I know it's bad news. And he said, well, I have to come by your apartment Thursday around 5 or 6 o'clock to take some photos of the inside. which means...
Is he polishing it and rebuilding it?
No, no. Okay. He's going to put it up for sale. So my sweet deal, you know, when it rains, it pours. I will say that obviously my jobs aren't going great. And I just, I don't know why I'm not really panicking. Like I probably should be panicking, but I'm not. He said he's going to put a ridiculous amount of money on the property because I live in front of a, or out in the back of a regular, just single family home. And then they kind of built this. I don't know if it was an addition later or something that came with the house, but it's a garage kind of apartment, and there's an upstairs and a downstairs. I live in a downstairs one. There's people that have been here for 20-something years that live upstairs, so they must be like, oh, my God. And I will say my landlord was very...
I thought those are new people upstairs.
No. They've lived here way before I got there. They've been there for like 20 years. I think literally 20 years. So
the couple upstairs?
The couple upstairs, right.
Wow.
Yeah, so bad news. Bad news. I started looking just to kind of see what prices were for things, you know, to see what was available right now, what the housing situation was. And I looked, and there is nothing in Pinellas County that's in my price range to live alone anyways.
Well, I think we both know what's... Well, hold on. Can I ask a few questions? Can I predict what were your thoughts and your minds? Uh-huh. Number one, so it's up for sale. So it's not like there's a designated date that you have to be out. It just all kind of depends on the market, who buys, and when they buy, right?
Right. So he did say that he's going to put it up for sale. It is the it's Florida prices right now. And I think that the housing market's kind of slowing down a little bit. So he goes, look, I might not be able to sell it. I just know my financial advisor person said it's so much in insurance and property taxes that you might want to see if you can get rid of it. Now might be the right time to do that. So,
I mean, could whoever buys it rent it out to you? Like,
yeah, but I'm not going to. Yes, they could theoretically, but they're going to want double what I'm paying right now. I have a really good deal. See, the people that I rented it from or am currently renting from, they don't even have cell phones. They just have a house phone still. They're not super old. They just don't know how the internet works. They don't want to learn how the internet works. God bless them. But, you know, this place that they fixed up down here, that they said $30,000 into this place down here where I'm living now, it was empty for a long time because they just had a little tiny sign out in front, and it's like, it's not on a main road or anything. It's close to a main road, but it's not on a main road. So, it sat empty for so long that they're just happy to have a tenant that's like here, living here, and it pays rent and stuff. So they really, I mean, I moved in here, I think 3 years ago, and I was paying, I think I got it for, like $200 less than what they wanted to rent it for, which was still a pretty fair price even a few years ago. So if it does sell, the new tenant or new landlord is just going to be like, no, we're upping your rent to, you know, $1,600 or whatever. And they could get it because that's just what what it is.
For the market. Right now. I know my rent is going up and I'm lucky, right? My rent is going up $300, but because I share, it's going to be $150 each increase per month. I mean, even last year, this would have been abysmal, but this year I'm like pretty good because I know some people who have rent that's either going up 50% or doubling because they can, because that's what the market's at right now. Now, let me ask you where your head is probably going. Now, you're in a relationship.
Yes.
And your person lives somewhat locally.
Correct.
And your person bought a house.
Yep.
I've never been to said house, but it's a house, so it's probably, I would venture, bigger than the place that you're staying right now.
Correct.
Have you brought it up to said person about, I don't know, living together and paying her you know, helping her out with her mortgage or?
Well, the thought certainly crossed my mind. That might be, and I hate to say it like it's a necessity, but I mean, we've been together for long enough now that I think that's probably something to certainly consider. Also, I have a friend who just got broken up with who was engaged, and he has a big home. So maybe he would want some company there, and it would kind of be two birds with one stone, be beneficial to us both. So I don't know. Those are the two options. I don't think there's a sense of urgency yet with this catastrophe, just because he did say he's going to put a ridiculous amount of money on the property. And I looked at some of what the he said more than what houses are for sale in this neighborhood right now. And there's houses anywhere between $550,000 on the low end to about $800,000. So I'm thinking
in your neighborhood,
in my neighborhood. Yeah. So I'm thinking with the apartments in the back that they're going to try to get $1 million for this property right now, which is insane. It's a lot of money, crazy amount of money.
And when you say your built, like it's literally just your building, like standalone.
Oh, no. So it's going to come with the lot. So it's going to be the house in the front and then the building, the garage apartment that's in the back. So it's technically two buildings. It's somebody that, you know, could live in the front house and then, rent the two apartments in the back and get way more than.
So it's in addition to the downstairs and upstairs units. It's more than that.
The upstairs and downstairs unit and the house in the front. So there
I see.
Some added benefits there. But also, too, I see a lot of people just buying land, or they did. I think they might have missed the boat, personally, because I saw some Zero Hedge story that, I don't know, it's financial talk way above my head, but the housing market is like 30% less than it was in the fourth quarter of 2021. When everybody was kind of moving down here because of COVID and stuff. So they might have missed the boat on it. Either that or maybe they're going to lose the property because they can't pay for it anymore. And then we're all screwed. So either way, I don't know what's going to happen. But, it's just one of those when it rains, it pours type scenarios. But I will say, when things look bleak, sometimes anyways, a lot of times that's when something happens. So I'm kind of going to embrace that. I'm not going to count on it. But I'm going
What kind of philosophy and or like school of spirituality does that come from?
Just life experience
of the idea where it's like it can't get worse. So yeah, and obviously it can. Like our lives aren't that bad, and even though you're in a few pickles, it's not that bad, but. Is that kind of where you're drawing this this philosophy from? Where
no,
it can't get worse, so it's got to get better.
Believe it or not, I've been in this scenario before where I go, well, I'm going to live in my car now, and I'll get a gym membership and take showers and then kind of live in my car, and accepted that a few times. But something always happened. I remember when I was living with – so when I – my journey to St. Pete, I can tell you this, was –
From Largo to St. Pete,
the great American Renaissance journey to from Largo to St. Pete. I lived
like Tom Sawyer, dude.
Yes, yeah, truly, I'm a great American adventurer. Absolutely. So I came from Largo, was going to school at USF, got in a car wreck, moved in with a girlfriend. Ended up wasn't ready for that, but she was kind enough to take me into her home. And I lived with her for a while. My best friend had a house in Old Northeast. He goes, this is what it was 12 years ago. He's like, hey, I'll rent you a bedroom for $300 a month. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. So I left there, her house, and moved in with him. Now, everybody knows you can't downgrade, you know, that. So we pretty much essentially broke up at that point after I moved out. You can't just go back to dating.
How long did you live with her for?
Like 6 months or maybe even more than that. Between six months to a year. Yeah.
So it wasn't like weeks or something.
No, it wasn't. So I rented a house there. And then as I was moving in to this home in Old Northeast, I had boxes and stuff. He goes, hey, just so you know, my girlfriend stays here a lot. And I was like, no problem. I don't care.
And that should be a huge red flag.
It should have been. But yeah, she never went home. She was just living there. So that lasted about 6 months. And then, you know, I got the boot there. And I go, I couldn't even afford places, you know. Well, I could have with a roommate. I just didn't want a roommate anymore. I was done with that. So I found this place, and I was kind of unsure about it. Price was right. It was like $475 in Old Northeast, which if you know the Old Northeast neighborhood of St. Pete, that was a really good deal. And they ended up renting it out. The lady liked me and everything, and then she got another offer on it. I told her I'd let her know, and she goes, oh, my God, I just rented out that apartment, literally. And I go, oh, all right, well, bummer. And so she called me back about a half an hour later. She goes, look, what if I give you the two-bedroom upstairs for the same price? They wanted like $675 for it. She gave it to me for $475. And I was like, yeah, awesome, thank you. And then even at points I had roommates because it was technically a two-bedroom. And I would just, you know, it was $200 a month, essentially, is what I was living for in St. Pete, which is just crazy even back then. Then that place sold, so I had to find a new place to live. Just barely managed to find this other place in Old Northeast, right across from the Old Northeast Tavern. And then that place sold, and then they upped the rent to like $1,200, which was crazy, you know, a few years ago, 5 years ago. So I was like, uh-oh, I guess I'm going to live in my car again. I don't know what to do now. Found this place for super cheap, moved in here, and it's kind of just been like a sweet deal from then on. So I've always just found something, so I'm not panicking yet,
right?
But it is definitely on my mind. And I just don't know if they're going to be able to sell it for whatever they're asking for, because they said it's a lot of money. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive. Maybe it's an optimism bias, but... You know, that's
no,
my...
Dan, because you always just kind of seem to figure it out. And it's not like you're going to be homeless this time. You know, you have friends that have houses, that own houses. You have a girlfriend. You know, you have options. You're not going to be living out of your car.
Right.
So that's a relief, I'm sure.
It is a relief. Yeah, I definitely have more reliable people, at least now in my life at this point, which you should at almost 40 years old. It is semi-embarrassing that I even have to worry about this, but I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people that are in our, I think, you know, luckily in my friend group, I think I'm the kind of the black sheep, but with everybody else, you know, it's kind of just normal. It's how people live. I saw a study today that said half of Americans are in financial strife. That they run out of money before their paycheck comes in, the next one. So it's very common. It's unfortunate, and it's unsustainable, but it also is what it is. So I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. I don't know. Either one of those things I'm sure will work out. But that was the devastating news that I got this week.
Well, let's turn it around. I can probably stay online for about 10 more minutes. We are going to be in a bridal party, which is exciting.
Yes.
I have never, because the groomsmen and the bridesmaids are considered the bridal party collectively, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. See, I don't know. I don't know anything. Mark that tape. Sorry about that. I don't know anything when it comes to weddings and all of the things that come along with being a bridesmaid or being a groomsman, but most people would find this to be laborious, or like, oh man, I have all these responsibilities. I've never been a bridesmaid, always a head usher, never a bridesmaid. So this is really exciting for me. And because I don't really believe in the sanctity or in the practice of marriage, and by believe I mean like I just don't, it's not for me. This is the closest I'll ever get to being a bride, is being someone's bridesmaid. And I feel like this is the perfect amount of stress, because it's not like all about me, but it's going to be like 5% about me. You know what I mean? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been in many bridal parties throughout the past few years, and it is kind of fun. You kind of feel like a VIP of the wedding, but there also is work that comes with it.
And yes, I understand that there are things like bachelorette parties or bachelor parties. There are, you know, the showers and the planning. But the perfect thing about my positioning in the bridesmaid order is the fact that the person getting married, the bride, has two sisters. So right. Clearly they will take the brunt of the burden in terms of planning, in terms of, you know, money, all that sort of stuff. So really all I have to do is kind of just go along with the plan, which is perfect. I get to go to the bachelorette party, which I believe will be in Savannah. I will get to go to the bridal shower, and I get a pretty dress for the wedding.
Like, but you have to pay for it.
Great. Oh, I pay for the dress, but that's it. I mean, and the, you know, the bachelorette party, but which is a huge, you know, thing. But you know, besides that, that's it. There's no other planning that's needed on my part other than to just show up. That's pretty cool.
You know, that's funny because I didn't know that and we're talking about Johnny B and Leah's wedding in December.
Yes.
Now, I haven't talked to Johnny about anything having to pertaining with a bachelor party or what we're wearing, or he has not advised me of anything that I need to do. Or so I'm not sure, you know, it sounds like I wonder if we're going to do anything. You know what I mean? And also women tend to really
he will.
Like what? I can't imagine him going to Vegas or, you know, something like that.
Oh, no. I meant like in terms of, you know, having an ensemble is what I meant.
Yeah. Also, men tend to get off way easier. Well, forgive the pun. As far as cost goes for dressing, women tend to have to buy their dress. And sometimes it can be, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Last time I was in a party, it was
That's fine with me.
What's that?
$109.
Oh, that you got off real good.
Yeah, that's what you would spend on a dress anyway, so it's perfect.
Right. You got off real good there.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I think it's to rent a tux or something. It's like $150, right, which is what I'm assuming I'll have to spend.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, good. Good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That should be a good time. I don't know. Maybe I should ask him. Maybe I'll ask him for content tonight. I actually have to go into the station tonight because our dear friend Kelly is on her way to visit her grandma.
On her way to Pennsylvania, right?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yeah. So I actually have to go in and run the board for Ask the Dom this evening, which should be a hoot. That means I can't drink on Wednesday night.
Unfortunately, no. No, I actually knew Kelly was on her way to Pennsylvania because I texted her and a slew of other girls today because I've organized what people call a Botox party.
You're getting Botox? Where?
Oh, I mean, like, it's never more apparent, Will, than when I'm talking to you at this time of the day in this exact seat is where I'm like, oh, yeah, we're getting it. So I'd say the 11s, I think, right here, and then whatever they can do about my frown,
the
smile.
Laugh lines?
Yeah. Those are my, I guess, my problem areas. But, yeah, I'm 35, but might as well just say I'm 35 now. That is horrifying. But Botox is something that is pretty common around women my age, and men, too, actually. And I work with a plastic surgeon who does this sort of stuff. And so, not that I have a, you know, the hookup, but I got a little bit of a hookup. So I'm getting a bunch of gals together, a gaggle of gals, and we're all going to get our face shot up. So that's cool, you know.
I'm surprised you want that.
Yeah, I didn't a few months ago. I didn't want to do that. But I actually was inspired by Bubba the Love Sponge, of all people. Because Bubba started getting some work done. And a dear, dear friend of mine watches the show on Twitch sometimes. And she said, you know who looks great? And I'm like, she's like, Bubba looks amazing. His skin is smooth as hell. He is on point. His hair looks good. Everything is just kind of coming together. And I took a good look at him and I'm like, he does look really smooth. And I'm like, if Botox and a few things can do wonders for him at age almost 56 next week, then me at 34, almost 35, it should do wonders. So also the thing is, it's temporary. So if I don't like it, I just won't do it again, sort of thing.
So is he like kind of expressionless as you just have this? Like,
no, it's not like, here's the thing. Like when we think Botox, we think just like plastic frozen face. You can do it in a way where you don't look like a fictitious, character slash robot, you know. You can do it where it has a more natural feel to it, especially, you know, if you're a guy, you don't want to be, like, super stiff. But you just look a little smoother, just a little, you know, just a little smoother.
Okay, so, that's interesting.
I'm going to try it. Yeah, I'm going to try it. And if I...
Is Kelly doing it?
Huh?
Is Kelly doing it?
Kelly wants to do it, and we were planning on doing it. She gave me weeks that she was available, and then I messaged her that I scheduled it during the weeks that she was available, and then she had made plans. So
she was not available.
Now she's no longer available, but some of her other friends are interested, so we're going to do it.
Wow. Well, that's good. I can't wait to see what your face looks like and how it's different. When you're doing it this week, you look like a salamander by the time you're done, nice and smooth. That's horrifying.
I'm doing it. Yeah. And it was funny because all of it was like her recommendation. She's like, do it in May. Do it, but you know, don't do it Mother's Day weekend. Don't do it Memorial Day weekend. Do it on a Saturday. And I'm like, got it. And I did it. It's May 21st. You know, it's not Memorial Day. It's not Mother's Day weekend. And then I texted her today. I'm like, I booked it. Let's do it. She's like, I have plans now. I'm like, oh. Okay, great.
Well, that figures. Yeah, well, that should be interesting. You know, there is, not to scare you, but I know that there are circumstances where that's obviously a very deadly poison, and it can kill you, you know, if it's not done properly. I'm sure the person that's doing it is very qualified and will, but, you know, mistakes happen. You know, I'm just saying, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
I learned my buddy is a doctor, and I learned that that stuff does not come pre-mixed, that he actually has to mix that before he does it. So I kind of thought it just came in a tube, some sort of vessel, and you just like pulled it out and then
Right. Yeah. Stuck
it in people's
head. I mean,
everything
we do is a calculated risk, right? From what we eat to the sun, to a microwave, to the sleeping with a phone next to our head. Like, it's all a calculated risk. I would say probably most people that do Botox are fine, you know? And again, if you don't like it, you don't do it. It fades away, and you can go back to your wrinkly ass self. So I'm more than happy to try.
God bless. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a pleasant experience. So by the time next week, when you're on the cam, and hopefully we have the microphone set up, you're going to be looking different. You're going to be nice and smooth.
No. It's May 21st.
Oh, okay. So it won't be next week.
It's far in the future, right? Because I thought everybody would be free, but guess not.
Oh, well, that's too bad. That's too bad.
That's all right. But we can do it. But when we podcast, we can do a little before and after, see if the people notice that I look smoother. So I'm more than happy to do that.
A quick live stream. Well, we should live stream while you're getting it done.
We could do that. We could do that.
Is your roommate going to do it? The racist that was yelling N-word that you had to mute the mic earlier?
I actually haven't told her about it yet. I was going to tell her about it today, but you know, just didn't quite get the chance. So, but unfortunately, we do have to cut it short now because, like I said, I have to go get choked out by a preteen, and get just a healthy dose of humiliation, which I like to get on twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. So,
alrighty, well, Anna, I'll let you go then. We do have a few comments I'll go over without you, and goodbye.
Bye, thank you.
See you later. There she goes, Anna Hummel. Wow, gonna get Botox. That's cool. David Council says, hello. Hello. Looking great, kids. Thank you, David. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you. Darth Alica says, it's showtime. Sure is. Welcome. Thank you. We got the Wook Nuke. He says, I'm screwed then. I believe that's about the property prices in Pinellas County. Yeah, you are. I am too. Things are coming to an end abruptly. So just hold on. It won't be too much longer, and we'll pick up the pieces of what's left. I agree. Things look bleak. Yeah, me too. And we'll finish off with Katrinka. She says, Anna, you are perfect just the way you are. Katrinka, you are a liar. Certainly we can all do a little better, I think. No doubt about that. But thank you. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. No Bob Tuskin this week. He didn't pop into the chat. So I guess we will cut this short. Well, not sure. We've been on a half an hour. Good Lord. I have to go do Ask the Dom tonight. I'm going to see Dom the attorney. That should be fun. I love Dom. He's a great guy and a good hang. So I'm looking forward to that, covering for Kelly. and then we'll be live on the Johnny B Show at 10 p.m. tonight. Maybe I'll sneak some beers in. I don't know. Wednesday's the night I usually like to kick back and have some beers at home because I could do the show from home. So maybe I'll bring a couple beers with me. Who knows? Shh, don't tell anybody. It's a secret. Make sure you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/HMB Radio, and the Johnny B Show, too. If you're watching on the Johnny B Show, you probably already like those pages. But make sure, please, go subscribe to the YouTube page. You'll be able to find it. Just put in HMBRadio.com. You can always donate if you want to, HMBRadio.com/donate if you're enjoying the program. That's very nice. A lot of people have done that, and I thank you. And also, there's a store that's there. You can get an HMB Radio t-shirt, hoodie, or hat, which will probably be up for a few more months until the next billing cycle comes through, and it will probably be discontinued because it's more expensive for me to keep it up than the money that I make from it, unfortunately. So if you want to just remember, those things will be limited edition. If you get one, they'll be very few and far between. So hmbradio.com/store. My Twitter's still private because I'm job hunting and I'm too wild on there. So, but if you follow me, I will accept you. I had like 15 follow requests that I didn't know I had to do anything, but now I know where those request button is, and I'll accept you if you follow me over there. @home_made_man. Same thing with Instagram. That's open, but I don't post anything really on Instagram. Just stories and stuff that won't get me in trouble, and it's probably more fun over there anyway. So I hope you join us over there. And until then, that's it. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Anna Hummel. Thank you to me. You're welcome. And we'll talk to you next week here on the Homemade Broadcast. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. Subscribe to the podcast, HMB Radio, wherever you get them. Give it 5 stars. Helps us out. Only takes a second. Will Koontz, this is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.